you're lucky enough to have health insurance, your premiums are going to go up on average $1,700 a year. 12 million more Americans knocked off health care. We've got to restore those people back to the roll. So that would be job number one. Job number two, expand Medicaid in this state so more people who are at the margins can get into the game and move up into the middle class. Introduce Medicare as an option on the public exchanges to create some real competition, drive down cost, and then get to true universal health care where everyone can count on the ability to see a provider. Priority number two, let's make sure everyone can work who is looking for a job and earn something that's greater than a living wage so they can put something aside, invest in themselves, their kids. The future, key to that, quality pre-K through 12 education, having the backs of our public school teachers, making sure that higher education is affordable for each and every single one of us, whether we're 18 years old or 58 years old. If we need to be able to go to that community college, that four-year university, that apprenticeship program, that certification that's going to allow us to compete for those jobs, it's a very smart public investment for us to make. And third, and this is where Texas can be the outstanding leader nationally, our immigration laws from this immigrant state, from this border state, should be written by Texans who live and understand the value of immigrants. We were in, where were we last night? Corsicana. And we met a young woman named Selena and her dad, Furman. I have the names right? Okay. So Selena and Furman. Selena stands up. She says, I want you to meet my dad. Been here in this country for 30 years. Just got his citizenship last year. He's going to be voting for you, Beto, in this election, which was great to hear. But he then stood up and told us his story about how hard he has worked. And his goal when he immigrated from Tijuana was to one day own a home in this country. And today he owns six homes.
Wow.
Must have a very large family. Or he's renting those out. Whatever he's doing, he's been successful. And that success has also benefited all of us. The taxes he's paid, the jobs he's created, the work that they're doing on those homes that other people are providing that ensure their employment. So if we could do those three things, we'd be doing a world of good for Texas and for the United States. So thanks for